right. So is it true that probate properties must sell for 90% or more of the market value?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
All right. So is it true that probate properties must sell for 90% or more of the market value? All right. So this is a loaded question. So what is probate, first of all? Probate is basically essentially properties that owned by an estate that there was no will. Okay, there was no will. An estate, somebody died, they owned the property when they were alive, but when they died, there was no will. So they had to go through a court proceeding of some sort. Till today, after 50 years, I don't understand exactly how that goes down. You know why? Because I don't bother myself with legal stuff, okay? That's not what I do. There are two things I could potentially be when it comes to this game. It's either I'm a marketer or I'm an investor. I'm nothing else, okay? I'm not even a wholesaler. Wholesaler, what is that, right? Wholesaling is a strategy, okay, that I do use, you know? But that's just one strategy out of, like, there's so many strategies that cover in Real Estate Money Secrets that you should go pick up. Right now, just go to realestatemoneysecrets.com, right? So you get the point. My point there is that probate, that's it right there. Somebody died without a will, and typically the children that inherited the property, they want to get rid of the property. They you know, they don't care about these properties. Some of them think there's big money on the house, and some of them just, maybe they're well off, they just want to sell it. They understand there's work needed, there's repairs that's needed in the property, and they don't want to deal with that. Maybe they live like 2,000 miles away, right? So this can present good opportunities for investors, as you can imagine, right? So that's where this question is coming from. Is it true that probate properties must sell for 90% or more of the market value? That rule right there by default is false, okay? What if the property is worth less? A lot less than that. Okay, I guess it's worth market value 90%. What is the market value? So I always tell people, it depends on what you're looking at, right? If I'm looking at a piece of property and I'm talking to the owner and I offer them fair market value, what is fair market value? Fair market value means so many things to so many people, right? Because your property is worth $200,000 after repair doesn't mean it's worth $200,000 right now. Does that make sense? Because it's worth $200,000 after repair does not mean it's worth $200,000 right now. It means it's worth $200,000 after repair. It does not, the after repair value is not the same thing as fair market value. Okay, so at any point in time somebody want to sell me a property at 90% of its fair market value, I always welcome it, because I'm the buyer, right? And I get to determine, at least everyone I deal with, I get to determine what the fair market value is. And I'm gonna run the numbers. I'm gonna run the comps. I determine what the fair market value is. But the question is coming from a confusion between after repair value and fair market value. And if I have an appraiser or a realtor come to me by way of the owners and say, hey, they told us this property is actually worth $200,000. I'm gonna look at it a little closer. I'm gonna say, send me some pictures, because I only do virtual wholesaling, right? And send me some pictures. By the way, I've done virtual wholesaling since forever, okay? Like, even when I only focused in New Jersey locally, I did it forever. Like, I literally make people sign their contract and fax it to me. I've been doing that since, at least since 2006. I stopped going to people's houses in 2005 because I had a terrible experience going to people's houses. And the terrible experience wasn't because somebody shot at me or anything like that. No, it wasn't that. It was because I was wasting my time. A lot of time I would show up and people are not ready to sign my contract. Evidence that I'm dealing with a non-motivated seller, right? But it's a waste of my time. So eventually I learned that, you know what? At that time, it was fax was the popular thing. There was no DocuSign or anything like that. And I just say, hey, I'm gonna send you an email with the contract, sign it and get it over to me, and then we'll get started. That's how I do it. And if you don't sign it, there's no harm. It just means you're not motivated enough. And I focus my time and my energy on marketing. Okay, it's either I'm marketing or I'm investing. I stay away from everything in between, all the legal stuff. Okay, all right, so I hope I answered that question. Again, 90% of market value, I always welcome it, but I get to decide what the market value is. Okay, and as long as because even at 90, that means I'm getting a discount regardless. So if your property is worth $200,000, after repair value. It needs some work. It needs about $30,000 of work. Like right there, we're slashing off $170,000. In addition to that, I'm slashing off 35% of that. That's another $35,000 because now I have to put in the work. So I'm going to charge you business cost because that's I have to do business now. I have to fix and flip a house, right? So I got to charge you. I got to charge the situation 35%, right? So then in addition to that, I charge another $30,000 for the repair. That's $65,000 off already, right? So we're dealing with $135,000 already, and I'm probably going to start my negotiations at, I'm going to think like, okay, worst case scenario, let me slash another 10% off of that, right? So we're now dealing with $110,000, okay? So I'm going to, fair market value of your property is $110,000. I'm going to give you 90% of that discount. That would be essentially another $11,000. I get to pick it up for $99,000. I always welcome that. Again, it all depends on how you look at it, okay? Fair market value and after repair value are never the same thing. That's really the answer to that question.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.